Oscar 4, Romeo, Mike, Oval.
4RMM, KP4, CPA, good afternoon.
How you feeling?
Just fine and dandy. Just headed to the house. I've been over in Powdersville entertaining my grandson.
Sounds like a real circus.
We had fun. He needed to get out of the house, and I think the kids he plays with are they're all in quarantine because of COVID, and so I took him to one of his favorite slushy places, and he got a slushy, and then we went to Hobby Lobby and bought him a drone. And the only thing is he thought they had some AA batteries at home, and it didn't say on the box what kind of batteries it needed, so he's got to get some AA batteries for the transmitter, but the drone's charged up and ready to go.
Exciting. Is it a drone that you can fly inside as well as outside?
Pretty much. I mean, it's I guess it's about a foot in diameter, and it's you know, I haven't seen it fly yet, so I don't know how crazy it's going to be when it gets airborne, but it's real light, so I told him, we were out there and the wind was blowing, I said, this really isn't a day to be flying this thing, because you're just going to be chasing it down the road, you know, because the wind's going to blow it everywhere. That's the only bad thing about buying an inexpensive drone.
Yeah, I guess it's not gimbal stabilized or that has the power to counter moderate to heavy winds. KO4 RMM.
It's not that advanced. So I had one. I flew it out of the range of the transmitter, and the wind got it, and it took it on up, and it just kept climbing and kept going north, and I never did see it again. Oh man, it was a nice drone. It was I say nice. It was. Nicer than the one he had. Had a camera on it, and had great video, and you just clipped your phone onto the bottom of the controller, and you could see, you know, what the camera was seeing, and you could take pictures and all that, so it was really neat, but I have no idea where it went, because it just went out of sight. I went around and looked at some of the tops of the trees, but I never did see it, so who knows where it landed.
Okay, a very similar thing happened to me. And by the way, you might not have the drone anymore, but at least you have a good story to tell about it. But one particular morning when conditions were very calm, it was about 3 a.m., I don't know why I was awake, I walked out onto my street with my $80 drone. Again, new, not too fancy about it. I hadn't put the camera on it, but it had camera capability, but I was just interested in flying. So I had messed around with it enough until I was confident I could control it all directions of flight, ascending and descending and turning around. So once I felt I was confident, I set it down and landed it. And then I just thought I was going to try a max altitude or a max climb maneuver. Well, I did it, and somewhere along the lines, it broke its data link, and it went up 300 or 400 feet, started drifting with the surface winds, and the last I saw of it, it was falling from the sky. It fell into some big trees behind one of my neighbor's homes.
You know where it was. Well, I'll tell you a story. My dad and a good friend of his lived down the street. They grew up together, went to Greenville High School together and all that. Anyway, they decided they were going to buy a fossil wood airplane, and they bought a little Cox engine for it. Back then, they didn't have electric. This was back in the 60s. And so it was a gas engine. And so he spent several weeks, or if not a couple of months, building that airplane. And they took that thing out. They were building Interstate 85, and they had it graded. So somehow he found a way to get onto the the interstate, and it was just dirt. But it was a decent place for the plane to take off. It was smooth enough, and they filled that thing up with fuel and started it up and let it take off, and it took off in the wind. That thing just kept climbing and climbing. It flew straight ahead. It was a free flight plane, and it just flew out of sight. They never saw it again. Bright yellow Piper Cub, about a 5-foot wingspan. Never to be seen. All at work and never saw it again.
That's entertaining. I can just see that in my mind's eye. But you know what? At least the last glimpse of it, the airplane was flying. It was doing what it was designed to do. Now, David, I have to ask you, what year vintage was this?
About 6 years old. So it probably was around 60, 61, I guess. I don't know. Whenever 85 was being built through Greenville, somebody probably has that written down somewhere. I know a guy on Greenville Natives. I bet he could tell me. He knows just about everything there is to know about Greenville. Back in the a lot earlier days than mine.
That'd be very interesting to know. My family landed in Greenville in June of 1975, and I was 2.5 years old when we settled in Foxcroft, which was a new neighborhood. Homes are still being built, and I lived on a little curved road with a curve on it, not a long road. It was Runnymede Road.
New Orleans and Green. I remember Foxcroft.
Memories there. I know Wellington Green very well. Also, I don't live far from Foxcroft now. In fact, I can walk into it. I live less than 1 linear mile from the home I grew up in Foxcroft.
High school.
Sky, class 1991. I think you did as well, if I'm not mistaken.
20 years earlier, I was a class 73. I was there the year it was open.
Do you happen to know a guy by the name of Chuck Simmons? He's a judge now. He went to Eastside back in the day.
Well, that didn't ring a bell. You know, I really only knew, I knew very few people. If they didn't graduate the year I graduated, you know, I probably knew a handful of people, either younger or older than me, and mostly older. We kind of looked down on the underclassmen, you know. I don't know if they still do that or not.
Your job, part of your job is to discriminate against and look down upon the lower classes in high school. That's just part of being in high school. I think Chuck was a class of 76, if I'm not mistaken, but now he's a circuit judge in Greenville, or at least last time I checked.
College, I was at Mars Hill in 76. Hang on. Around some traffic there. You wouldn't have been able to hear what I was saying. I was laying into this thing. Yeah, my wife worked for a couple of 13th solicitor, Billy Wilkins, and then she worked for when he became a judge, she worked for Bill Traxler, and of course Bill left them there and became a judge too. I'm not sure if he's retired. I imagine he is. And but anyway, she worked at the solicitor's office there for several years.
Copy that, my friend. Well, Dave, I'm going to have to be 73 and clear. I pulled up to the food line here. I'm on a directed errand by my wife / CEO. So my orders are to get 3 packs of Purdue boneless chicken breasts for our dogs.
Well, I mean, you know, you have to do what the boss lady says, and everybody's happy. Yeah, I'm getting ready to pull in subdivision here. I live in Pheasant Ridge subdivision. It's on right off Rutherford Road, just before where Rutherford dead ends into Wade Hampton.
We're by it right there at the Rutherford and Wade Hampton stoplight a little earlier today, right around 5, on some errands. So I kind of know where you're at, and I'm at the Food Lion right near Eastside, Russian Creek, Hudson Corner way.
I got you full quieting on the input frequency, so you're sounding good. All right, well, I'll say 73s, and I'm going to park this pony, and I need to rinse this thing off. I've been driving through all this salty water today. But anyway, I guess I'll do that tomorrow. 73, so we'll talk to you later. KB4 CBA, mobile clear.
KB4 CBA, in compliments to your monstrous engine you have on the hood, because I did hear that rev up just a couple seconds ago when you were accelerating. Real monster, I can hear it from here. Anyway, Good talking to you, and I'll be 73 and clear, KO4RMM.
Before you LP, my drink.